So when I graduated from Bennington High School, it was the drought of 1956 when I graduated. The cattle I had raised, I had to sell a lot of them for like 12 to 15 cents a pound, way below market price because we didn't have any pasture. So I sold what cattle I had, and I boarded a Jordan bus, and I went to California on that Jordan bus in 1956. I got there on, I think it was a Sunday afternoon, but I met a fellow, Mr. McDruger, who had a poultry farm. I talked with him, and he was very nice and polite, and he told me I'd probably be able to go to the beach and the ocean and all that. But the next morning, I went to work, and I worked every single day that summer around Narco, California. I didn't even take time to go get a haircut. As a result, I was able to come back and pay off my notes. I came to OSU with $88 in my pocket. Very thankful I had that. Probably one of the best things, though, was working on that poultry farm because I went into the Dean of Agriculture's office to see about getting in school. And there's a fellow named Fred LeCrone, who just passed away in the last decade. Great guy. Also Randall Jones, whose son became my roommate when I was working on my doctorate. But Fred LeCrone asked me that day in 1956, "Watkins, what can I do to help you?" I said, "Professor LeCrone, if I can just get a job, I'll make it." He looked at my resume and saw I'd worked on a poultry farm in California all summer. So he sent me to see a guy named Delbert Black here on the campus, who is the manager of the poultry farm, where the old ag building is and everything now. I went out there, and Mr. Black hired me to work part-time, but also I found a chicken house, an empty chicken house, and I moved in it.
You moved in it?
Yeah. I lived in it for 2 years. I got paid, I think it's 50 cents an hour.
Not in a chicken coop, but...
Well, it's a chicken house. A coop, I think of as being much smaller.
Right.
A test house, the research on eggs and the hens. I got up every morning at 4 o'clock and gathered eggs. I mixed a lot of feed rations, and I did a whole lot of scooping of manure along the way. I lived there for a couple of years. Then I got a better job on the campus in the infirmary. I got up every morning at 4 o'clock there and mopped floors. And I had my room there and 3 meals a day in the dietitian's kitchen. And I also had clean sheets, which meant a lot to me. Dr. Cooper, who we just had his funeral last week, Dr. Cooper hired me. And I will tell you, Dr. Cooper was quite a character, quite a guy. Everybody loved him. He's athletic. But Dr. Cooper never called me his congressman. He always say, "John, I want to introduce you to my mop boy." But here's why I love OSU so much. I was elected when I was there on the poultry farm, the state president of Oklahoma FFA. It was the launching pad. I had no idea. That was probably the greatest year of the formation of my life. When I was mopping floors here my senior year at OSU, I was elected president of the student senate. I didn't have any money. I wasn't anointed to do that. But that's when that fellow asked me, "Wes, when are you going to go into politics?"
So that was a key moment, wasn't it, for you?
Yes.
You could have become interested in politics perhaps later on, but who knows?
Who knows?
But
I don't know.
But the fact that that man asked you that question.
I wish I could remember his name. Here's this baby who'll step forward. But he said, "I want to help you." So I thought, if I went into politics, what would I do?